Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledges some of his behavior was misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation, but says in a statement that he never inappropriately touched or propositioned anyone. Cuomo's admission came after a day of deciding who should investigate his behavior in the workplace. Attorney General Letitia James will handle the inquiry.
Well, James said she expects to receive a formal referral that will give her office subpoena power and allow her to hire an outside law firm for an independent investigation. Calls for that investigation mounted after a second Cuomo staffer went public Saturday with claims she had been sexually harassed. Democratic State Senator Tim Kennedy was asked Sunday about the new allegations against the governor.
It's beyond disturbing and upsetting. And there's absolutely no place for it anywhere in society, in government, in the workplace, anywhere. And it needs to be dealt with immediately. We're calling for an immediate investigation and accountability as soon as possible, depending on what facts come out.
Many lawmakers saying the same thing on the matter. The request for Attorney General Letitia James that only came through after a couple of other requests from the governor were firing back by the Attorney General. Aaron Katursky is joining us now with more. And Aaron, this is, we've been talking for weeks now, kind of the fall from grace, another allegation, and now this second allegation bringing up the talk and likelihood of further independent review.
Well, there is going to be an independent investigation. It'll be led by the office of the Attorney General, probably with some kind of an outside lawyer that will be deputized under the Attorney General's auspices. And so this is the kind of robust investigation with subpoena power that the Attorney General had sought at the outset, and one that many lawmakers said is necessary in order to get to the bottom. They were not happy, by and large, with Cuomo's appointment of a retired federal judge, Barbara Jones, because she has ties, business ties, to one of Cuomo's top aides, Stephen Cohen, who has defended the governor through these allegations. And so they said the investigation really needed to be from the outside. At first, Cuomo decided maybe the Attorney General and the state's chief judge could pick somebody, but the Attorney General pushed all day and finally got what she wanted. For a formal referral to the governor from the governor's office, so that this could have subpoena power, and this could be the kind of investigation that, you know, no holds barred.
And she's likely to hire a separate law firm to handle this, right?
Well, that's what it looks like, but it'll be deputized under her. So effectively, she's going to control the investigation, and I think that's probably the most appropriate and what the law really does call for. And today, in fact, we may see some legislation from state lawmakers to make it unnecessary to get a referral from the governor when there is, the suspicion of wrongdoing, within the executive or legislative branches.
We saw that statement from the governor over the weekend that I think, Aaron, surprised a lot of people, because usually in these cases, you would have somebody either say they're sorry and kind of leave it at that, or say, listen, I did nothing wrong. I will be proven innocent. The governor comes forward and says, some of the things I have said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. I mean, that's a new one to me.
Well, I think you saw some of the same forces that have, sort of led to this moment, come to bear on Sunday when it comes to Andrew Cuomo's personality and his I think his preference for digging in and you know, spoiling for a fight. What we saw, I think, on Sunday was the closest thing to an apology that, you know, you'll get from Andrew Cuomo. He says that Charlotte Bennett, who came forward in the New York Times saying that the governor asked about her sex life repeatedly and left her with the impression that he wanted to sleep with her, he said he was trying to be a mentor. He said he makes a lot of jokes and he says a lot of things, which we know that he does. And he says that some of that was misinterpreted, but if it was, he says he's sorry. And he said he was trying, you know, he concedes, though, that he says flirtatious things and that he, you know, may have said things that made Charlotte Bennett uncomfortable. He doesn't, you know, it wasn't a full-throated apology, but I think it was as close as I say, as you'll get from Andrew Cuomo. And now for a while, he might be able to hide behind the investigation. He says that he will not make any further statements until that investigation is resolved, and that could take months.
It'll be interesting to see if he has any more briefings.
Well, that's right. You know, and he could say he won't take questions on his personal life, only about COVID-19. He could designate Commissioner Zucker or someone else to do the briefing. So there's nothing on his public schedule at the moment, although that's not unusual. His office does not typically release a public schedule other than to say, you know, in what city he slept. It may be a while before we know, you know, whether he will do what has been a regular schedule of Monday, Wednesday, Friday briefings. Of course, he skipped Friday and he skipped Wednesday and of last week, so we'll wait to see if he does one today.
Aaron, could any of the statement that he released last night be taken as an admission?
Probably. I mean, I think there is some concession in there, Susan, that he you know, he's not denying that he said certain things Charlotte Bennett outlined. I mean, he has flatly denied Lindsay Boylan's accusations, but he has, when it came to Charlotte Bennett's account in the New York Times, he seems to have acknowledged that he did say certain things. Now, he doesn't say, I said this specific thing, but he does generally say that he has said things that could have been misinterpreted in a way that he may not have intended, and for that he said he's sorry.
Right. Aaron, thanks so much for the update. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live